She's head coach of the Atlanta Dream, Nikki Collin, who joins us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show. How you doing, Coach Collin? Haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing during these trying and interesting times?
Oh, goodness. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys. I was wondering, like, what the heck do you guys talk about with no sports on a sports show? I mean, what have you guys become experts on in the last couple of weeks?
Well, we do opine, Coach Collin. We don't pretend to be experts other than what we know, but we do opine on a myriad of different things.
laughing would be one of them.
I mean, it's almost like we have to, right? Like, I've found that, thank goodness for our educational system and teachers, because I am clearly not cut out to be a homeschool teacher. I really should send the video viral, like, of the first day of homeschooling at my house, because I've got two 14-year-olds that are freshmen in high school and then a sixth grader. And, I mean, it started out, I had the girls, like, were sitting, like, at their own tables doing their work. And then I shot a video later, and one of them was laying over the top of the couch. The twins were talking about what car they should get for their birthday, since they'll be starting driver's training. And my son was letting his twin sister know that if the world resorts to cannibalism, that she's going to be safe because she has the least amount of meat. So, I mean, like, the direction that it went, like, from starting and studying to, like, the information that was being passed to my household, I thought, oh, my gosh, send them to school. Somebody take these children. Somebody.
And I know you found out that things evaporate from the refrigerator very, very quickly when they're at home.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's the pantry's worse. I think the pantry's worse than the fridge. I keep telling my husband's the shopper around here, and I'm like, thank goodness you're not making Costco runs all the time, you know, because it's amazing how stuff disappears out of the pantry. And I'm around, you know, it's not like I'm not around. I'm like, when are they sneaking in and taking all of this stuff? So, yeah, it's I think it's hard to quarantine when you have to feed three young people.
Atlanta Dream head coach Nikki Collin joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show here on the Sports X. To what's going on the sports world and everything else in the world kind of on pause right now. What are the protocols that have impacted you guys? We've seen in the NBA, they've told players not to come to the facilities, to stay home, to not leave the state. What are some of the protocols of the pandemic that have impacted you guys for the Dream and around the WNBA?
I think the scariest thing first was we had so many players overseas, and the Dream players were concentrated in Turkey and Spain. And so, you know, they weren't really scattered all over the globe. And Turkey was actually the last league to actually shut it down. And that was yesterday. So yesterday, the Turkish league finally pulled the plug. So Elizabeth Williams is on a plane home now. So in a lot of ways, I know that our players weren't necessarily feeling unsafe overseas, but just like the uncertainty of what it was going to look like trying to come back. And, you know, when we had the first presidential address talking about the travel ban and the countries that were affected, you know, Tiffany Hayes and was in Spain, and so was Blake Dietrich, and they got out, you know, before the travel ban like went into place, and before we really knew that American citizens, it was a little different, that they could get into the country. But Spain had kind of suspended their league, so that's been you know, kind of the most trying thing. And then, you know, a lot of them, when they come into the country based on the threat level, have to go into like a 14-day quarantine. But we have a lot of the same protocols that the NBA has. You know, our players have been told to stay out of gyms. They're not allowed in practice facilities if teams have them. You know, and really to follow not only their federal, but a lot of the local you know, rules in place in terms of whether you're in restaurants or those type of things. So, you know, we're with the W, I think they're in a constant 15, 30, 90-day planning mode. And we know as one day to the next, things like get turned like so quickly. So you just kind of have to, there's no way to anticipate what's coming the next day. You just wait for the next update.
Atlanta Dream head basketball coach Nikki Collin joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton show here on the Sports X. Talk about the departure of Angel McCautry. She's been a staple for the Dream for a long time here. She is not going to be a part of the Dream for the first time in a long time. Talk about what she was in your brief time with her and what you guys plan on being without her now being on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the best player that's ever played in an Atlanta Dream uniform, someone that, you know, I thought, you know, I built a good relationship with, and her coming back to the league after taking a year off two seasons ago. But I think, you know, for Angel, she was kind of ready for a fresh start. And, you know, we were in a situation where it was time to start building. You obviously are going to look at things differently coming off, you know, an 8-win season versus a 21-win season. And, you know, so, you know, I think with the new collective bargaining agreement being in place, and, you know, we certainly have the ability to franchise tag players, but, you know, my hope for Angel is that she really gets fully healthy. You know, I think it was hard at the time, you know, and we had conversation with her, but when you're talking about committing a significant portion of your salary cap to a player who's not fully healthy and then trying to build around her, you know, we had to look at our roster and look at, you know, what happened last year and say, how are we going to build to the future? And so, you know, it was kind of a mutual decision. We talked to her, but I think she was ready for a change. I think Angel was looking towards, like, I want to go play on a championship team. And, you know, at this point in her career, and for us, it's about building a championship team. So, you know, I'm happy that I had the opportunity to coach her, think a lot of her as a person, obviously a great player, but also excited about basically the cap it opened up and the moves it allowed us to make to really kind of reboot this roster.
Atlanta Dream head coach Nikki Collin joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton show, live from Cobb County here on the Sports X.
Coach Collin, I know definitely basketball can't be just out of the player's mind totally. What's your hopes of their shooting around in their homes and at the park, getting a little bit of workout on their own with the, you know, social distancing and all those things going around, just to kind of somewhat stay in shape, right?
Yeah, you hope so. You know, I think some players are obviously more naturally self-motivated than others. I think the as much as we talk about the negative side of playing overseas, I think what that does is keeps players in shape year-round too, or tends to. So when you get in a break like this and you're not forced into that natural routine of practice and lifting and things like that, and it becomes a little bit more about what are you willing to do yourself. And so, you know, even with Tiffany Hayes, you know, she opened up a gym in the College Park area, South Side, and I know she's been in the gym and on the gun and doing stuff like that. Now that shut down too because they don't, you know, want that many people in the gym. But yeah, I mean, certainly you hope they're at least getting on a treadmill or doing some burpees or something. I think the advantage, disadvantages, everybody's in the same boat right now, you know, so it's not as if some teams are capable of doing certain things and others aren't. So we're all trying to navigate space that we've never been in and just really in some ways, you know, kind of hopefully keep them healthy as much as anything.
Your style of play and the players that you want to come in for this upcoming season, how will they be the same? How will they change? How do you expect this team to improve?
Well, I'm just really excited because we went into the off season and into free agency wanting to upgrade ourselves on the offensive side of the ball while still not losing sight of the fact that we always want to be a good defensive team. And so, you know, all the moves we made, quite frankly, were to make us better inside of 5 feet and outside the arc. And so even from the trade of Kalani Brown, I know Brittany Sykes was a fan favorite, a player that as a person I will miss immensely, a great talent, but it allowed us to go younger. You know, with the new rules of the CBA, what people don't understand is you always have to be looking 1, 2, and 3 years out in terms of who's coming off contract. And you know, Sykes was going into the fourth year of her rookie contract. So getting a player in her second year that's 6'7", And, you know, was the most efficient player in Baylor history coming out of college. I mean, we just kind of tried to build the roster around versatility, offensive skill, and once again, efficiency outside the arc, efficiency inside of 5 feet, which were two places we were dead last in the league. Outside of three, we were second to last in the league at finishing at the rim and field goal percentage inside of 5 feet. So, you know, I think what we've done is we've created a team that can play the pace we want to play, that has some depth and has some versatility. So, you know, this whole coronavirus thing has just like, I know it has everyone, but it's like I was so excited to put the pieces together. And now it's kind of the whole idea of, all right, well, when are we going to be back? And how is this going to look? And how is it going to work? And so, you know, as a coach who wants to control as much as I can control, this thing is so out of my control right now. But definitely excited to get all the pieces together and start working with them.
One thing you can control, the remote control on your TV. What have you been watching, Coach? Anything you're interested in watching, whether cable, Netflix, Amazon Prime, a whole lot of people are going to be streaming a whole lot of HD videos and shows.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I never get too far away from basketball, although I have to admit I've stayed away from, like, the ESPNs and the replays of games. You know, I've still been more in what's this draft going to look like and going back on Synergy and watching players. You know, Megan Walker just declared from Connecticut in the last week. So really going back and looking at her. Outside of that, admittedly, I'm someone that never, ever watched The Office. And so I have been binge watching The Office from the start. Wholly the most non-politically correct show I've maybe ever watched in my life, but I have literally laughed out loud. I also watched the full season of The Outsider on HBO. A little dark, but entertaining for sure. So, yeah, always taking suggestions. You know, Schitt's Creek is one of my favorite series. I mean, there are so many good ones out there, but I've never been much of a binge watch person, so this is a little new to me.
I'm gonna. I don't know how heavy are you. How you like your action movies? I would recommend Ozark. On Netflix, and The Last Dragon.
The Last Dragon. Is that like sci-fi? What are we talking about? Like,
oh, no.
What's the genre there?
Kung Fu comedy.
Kung Fu comedy.
Is how I would label The Last Dragon. Get that on Amazon Prime.
Okay. And I have all the platforms, so it's not like I'm incapable
okay.
of getting what I need, you know?
All right, we might give you some homework the next time we talk to see what you what you think about some of this stuff. Well, Coach, we know there's a lot going on. You know, we have to laugh when we can, and we're all in this together, so we'll see how we come out on the other side. But we'll certainly look forward, once we can, getting you in studio, getting back down there, and seeing the dream be out there and run with the dream.
That would be awesome. Yeah, we need to get people down to Gateway when we get this thing started. So would love to come on the show.
Well, we thank you for your time, Coach, and we'll see you soon.
All right, sounds good.